Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
Hello, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, 1st of September. Oh, how quickly is the year going, mate?
It's flying, you keep saying.
Yeah,
the
long, I know.
The more you say it, the slower it goes, though.
Four months to the end of the year.
That'll do.
Just saying, in our podcast.
What did you wake up to?
We're inspired by Chrissy of Buff Point.
I mean, imagine being woken up by a cow's tongue on your head.
And all Rob asked, have you ever walked into a barbed wire fence? Then it led to, but I've been licked by a cow's tongue.
That's right.
Anyway, as well as that, I love this segment.
It's not what we expected when we led the horse to the trough.
Pointless fact, Palmer.
No. See, I don't
come
like
on.
The way we call it that.
Come
should be
on.
Like something like interesting tidbit of information.
Let's call it Pointless Fact Palmer.
Look, you're not going to believe it. Voice Australia host Sonia Kruger.
Now, she's in her 50s, isn't she?
It just defies everything. You can't possibly imagine. You know how old she is? Have a guess.
I reckon she's 52.
56. Just celebrated her 56th birthday.
And you know her too, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, no, we're good mates.
Yeah.
Yeah, from back in that day.
When was the last time you called her?
Oh, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. She was backstage, did all the backstage stuff from Dancing with the Stars.
That's right, with your...
Quite naturally funny.
Hang on.
She put me in some hot pants once.
Yeah, I remember. I saw that video.
Yeah, I know.
We had it on Triple
M. That was her idea.
Central Coast Facebook page.
It was her idea.
Yeah. she regretted that, didn't
whoops.
She?
Some people shouldn't wear hot pants.
Yeah.
But the thing is, she just seems to get younger and younger by the day. You just think, what's going on? She's like going to become the new Jane Fonda without the work.
So she hasn't had any work done?
Oh, can't see it. Although, I'm not good at picking that stuff anyway, so
yeah,
I don't
either.
Care. She's a very nice lady.
Well, 56, she looks really good, doesn't she?
She's a very nice lady, and she's now revealed what it is that keeps her in the nick.
Oh, hang on, mate.
She's in. Two things it is.
Oh, two drum rolls.
Second drum roll.
Okay. What was what's the first thing?
Well, good sleep.
Oh, geez.
Is one. How easy is that?
Oh, bummed out.
So you've failed?
Oh, I have crap sleep.
And healthy food.
Oh,
so geez. So you're none from two.
Oh, geez.
But you can change all that.
Yes, I can.
By sleeping
that's
better.
And eating healthy
and
food.
And eating healthy food.
Eating a carrot.
But that's all. She doesn't go to the gym. Like, she can't
she
live without.
She doesn't go to the gym. She must do.
No. Oh, rarely, she says. Rarely.
Truly?
Yeah, rarely. She used to have a training program with, like, a personal trainer, because, of course, Sonia would have a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Supposed to be there twice a week. Most weeks, she'd barely make it once.
She must have a great dietitian then, Robert.
Well, she's a dietitian.
Oh, she isn't? Oh,
she
can't knows
live
then.
With it. Okay, this is what she likes. Here you go. You see what you like
okay.
here.
Okay.
Nuts.
Yeah, well, that's me. Yeah, tick. Yeah,
that.
Well done.
Broccoli.
Oh, that's a brum brum.
See, no bounce. Cherries?
Oh, yeah, that's
you
a
did
tick.
Cherries?
That's a tick for me.
And, well, she loves salmon too, so that's bad
that's
for you.
Oh, I hate salmon.
So you're halfway there.
Yeah.
And hot chips is her treat because she says she's only human.
How often does she have the hot treat?
Whenever someone else is having hot chips. I think it's called Sonia tax.
You know what I'd be doing? I'd be hanging around Macca's every day then if I was Son.
Just at the drive-thru.
The drive-thru.
Stand there. Sonia tax.
Yeah, Sonia
although
tax.
They're not hot chips.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
What?
Sorry, come on. Who has never left the hot chips in the bottom of a McDonald's takeaway bag because they become inedible after a certain amount of time?
No, I still eat them. Even if I find the ones on the floor of the car 2 days later, mate,
you find them 10 years later and they still taste the same.
And you know when the searchlights are in the sky, the red carpet's out and the drum roll comes up, Robert. It's a big day, don't you?
I know. It's an opening.
That's right, it is. And from St. Hubert's Island, we have got Karen Witt. G'day, Karen. How are you?
Karen.
Hey, good. Thanks, boys. How are you?
Not too bad. On this very special day for you, because this is the launch day for your second book.
The sequel.
It is. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about The Incredible Claw.
Yeah, so it's the exciting sequel to The Claw, and it's a continuation of the story about a hungry fisherman and a clever crab, and the whole series are just a fun adventure series about different self-worth and teamwork.
And it's a hardcover book for kids aged between 3 and 8 years. It's a great read. On the muddy banks of a salty sea lived a crab called Clive, who was strong and free. Clive was charming, friendly and chipper. He was a mud crab with only one nipper.
You know? Paddy, yeah, and you've made it simple enough for Paddy to read with authority.
Fantastic.
See, so if you're a dad.
An absolute winner. And
you're a numpty like me, will be able to read this to your kids easy.
Get on the soapbox and let it rip.
But how good is that Central Coast author and your second, because your first book, The Claw, was so successful.
Yeah. So that's been out for a year now, and I've sold over 700 copies of that. So that's fantastic.
Now, where can we get The Claw Part 2 called The Incredible Claw?
I was hoping to be at all the markets locally this month, at Avoca and Yumina and Long Jetty and Davistown, but with COVID restrictions, that's not looking likely. So theclawbooks.com.au is the best place to head to.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know what? Your villain, have you based him on, well, I look at this guy that I work with every morning at Triple M and then I look at the villain in the book, Beer Bellio. And
are there similarities? That's all he wants to know.
Aside from the monobrow, they could be brothers.
Well, you have been talking about inspiration this morning and I can share with you that Mr. Beer Bellio was certainly inspired by my husband and his mates.
All right.
He does have a big protruding belly. He has man cans and a very hairy back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his name ends in O, so I figured all my husband's mates, they for some reason throw a letter O on the end of their name.
Sean O, John O, Steve O. An O or a Y is always handy, Karen.
Yeah. So it just morphed together, the old O on the end and the Beer Bellies, and Mr. Beer Bellio was born.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, look, if you want the book, it's Claw. Go to www.theclawbooks.com. It's called The Incredible Claw. It's part two, and our local author, Karen Witt. We've been inspired 11 past seven by this caller earlier on this morning, Chrissy from Buff Point. Have a listen.
G'day, Chrissy from Buff Point.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Not too bad. How are you going?
All right. Not too bad at all.
Hey, Chrissy, you ever walked into a barbed wire fence?
No, just asking. But years and years ago, I was at a party and it was the end of holidays. I had no money left and we were drinking beer from a keg because it was a party.
Yeah.
I woke up in a paddock with a cow licking my head. But yeah, no.
There's a realisation. Okay.
Was it a moving experience?
I haven't had beer since, and that was 38 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. You can't beat a cow tongue, let me tell you.
It freaked me out. I didn't know what it was.
All right.
Cow into a paddock.
Yeah, right. That's the excuse you told the coppers. Thank you very much, Chrissy.
No worries, guys.
So Chrissy has inspired us today.
Inspired today's forum.
Yeah.
To ask, what have you woken up to?
Yes. 133353.
Well, there's a few. I woke up with a mate once. Mm-hmm. We'd been out. This was back when you could go out and get amongst it. And it
should I play some Barry White music?
No.
Yeah, what happened?
It was just a mate and I. It was the day before Anzac Day, yeah. And we'd been out in the city, and we were walking down Martin Place near the cenotaph there,
yeah.
And we thought we'd stop and pay our respects.
Yeah.
And so we stopped. Anyway, we've fallen asleep at the cenotaph, and we woke up. I got this tap on the shoulder, maybe 3 hours later, tap on the shoulder, this 82-year-old something woman woke us up and said, boys, it's starting. And we got up and there were 10,000 people there.
Oh, no. Was it Anzac?
It was Anzac morning and there was no one there when we went to sleep. It was empty.
So you just thought,
fell asleep and woke up 10,000 people in Martin Place.
What?
Hello.
What have you woken up to? We've got Adrian from Kalnura. G'day, Adrian.
Yeah, morning, Paddy and Rob. How are we, boys?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. What are you woken up to?
We didn't have enough money to get into a drive-in, so we snuck in the boot, and after the movies, we crashed out in the boot.
You went to sleep in the boot.
Yeah, roger that.
All right, then. Okay.
Did you see the film?
Now on a side note, that lady got her face licked by the cow. Did her hair end up with a permanent cow lick?
Oh, Sean from Jillaby. G'day, Shawnee.
Sean.
G'day.
Have you ever woken up with a cow licking you, Shawnee?
Not a cow, but I've woken up with an alpaca licking me.
Oh, there we go. Right. Okay.
Oh, oh McDonald's.
Story for another day. Right.
Thank you.
Very similar to Chrissy being licked by the cow.
G'day, Mark from Springfield.
Good morning, guys.
What'd you wake up to, mate?
Mate, a few years ago, we had finished a big job at Tamarama, and we all went up to Bondi to have a few drinks, and I decided to carry on. Met a group of Irish backpackers. We had a few beers. Then the last thing I remember, we were in a pizza place, and I woke up on Coogee Beach the next day at 11 o'clock, just in the jocks, missing all my clothes, my wallet, my phone, and my keys. And mate, yeah, and then I actually borrowed a bike to pedal back to the work site in my jocks to get some money off the boss to get home.
Imagine. Oh, the beach in your
undies and then on the bike. Yeah, oh, right. My. This is a little bit of a message, a warning. Because FluBot, as we said, nothing to do with COVID. This is the scam going around. I've got one. I've received one. Miss Kay, our producer, has as well.
Yeah, they're obviously picking their target.
Low IQ. The FluBot scam. They're text messages being sent to thousands of Australians at the moment, and they're trying to catch us out. And what they are, they're a scam message saying, your package is about to be delivered, track here, go to this, log on. But then what happens then?
Rub your hands together and go, oh, goody.
What happens?
When's my package arriving?
If you click on the link, it'll take you to an app called Voicemail 71. And APK. Now, there's the warning. Bells. Once you download the app, your phone is infected. Not only can it now watch you type all of your passwords, it also gets hold of all your contacts in your phone. And I don't want them ringing my mother-in-law down in Hobart.
That other contact.
Oh, that means that all texts you're getting aren't from a scammer. It's an unknown victim. So if you download it, the malware gives the permission to read the SMS message. It allows it to send an SMS message. It could initiate the phone call without even going through the dialer. So...
Oh, okay. So at the end of all that, yeah. What's the message say on your phone?
Oh, I don't know. I can't read it. No, it says, your package is about to be delivered. Track here, HTTPS.
See, that looks genuine, doesn't it? That part.
Yeah, WordPress test. It's blah, 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 blah.
You know what?
Yeah, just don't get on.
If you get anything like that, you just delete.
Yeah.
If your package doesn't arrive, you know you ordered something.
Yeah, yeah.
Then going back to the supplier and sort it out.
But then they've been getting a lot of people robbed. So that's why we did the warning, a little bit of a warning. Yeah. And when bars open, just be careful of Rob Palmer when he hits that first couple of drinks. Holy jeez, that's another warning for
you. It's not the first couple, it's a problem.
I'd love to be playing this. Because of you, me, everybody's
got a part-time Rob. Where's that come from?
I just wanted to play that.
Oh, thanks very
but
much.
But that is not the intro because Rob's here today.
Pointless Thanks Palmer.
What's wrong with that title?
I thought we'd agreed to change it. I've come up with a better one.
What?
Rob's Revealing Realities.
No.
Triple R.
No. I like the Pointless Facts Palmer.
Okay. Well, look, in the old days, not much money around. People were actually really quite poor.
Yeah.
And, a bath consists of a tub filled with hot water. We all know that. Yeah. The man of the house would have the first bath. And sometimes they might only have a bath once a year because they were so poor that, you know, just having a bath wasn't something that people did. So the man would get into the house first in the nice clean water. All the other sons of the house and the men, they would have a bath. And then the women would get in the bath after that. And finally, the children would bathe last. And then after that, last of all, you got the babies. So if you're a baby, you're bathing the last of the whole family. The water became so dirty and filthy that you're washing a bath. It is filth. You could actually lose someone in it, hence the saying, do not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Oh, wow. That's where that came from.
There you go. The fact that people did only bathe once a year, that's an actual thing.
Yeah.
Once a year, a lot of people, they would get married in June. You know why that was? Nothing to do with the weather. It was because they'd usually take their yearly baths in May. And by June, you were starting to turn and smell a bit. So you wanted to get your wedding in before you got too stinky.
Yeah.
But because there was a bit of smell starting, right, what would happen is the brides... They would carry a bouquet of flowers to hide their body odour.
Oh, right.
Hence the custom today of carrying a bouquet of flowers at your wedding was to hide the stench. So the more the flowers, the bigger the warning, I guess, for potential suitors.
And you know what? I will be able to sleep tonight.
How about that, though?
Thank
you very much.
There's
something you didn't know today.
Exactly. And that is, and I think it's a pointless fact, Palmer.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, the invention of a smart trolley allows customers to check out groceries entirely independently, all on their own. Smart carts developed by AI company Caper. They're programmed with sensors, right, and cameras, so that when you're shopping, you can just put your product into the trolley. It scans it, weighs it, whatever it needs to do, and adds up the value of your shop as you're going around. So,
look, it is
when you get to aisle six and you've already spent your $50, whoosh, done. You walk out the shop.
It is good to be for being faster. You're going to have to go through those, you know, checkouts, self-serve checkouts. But what about the staff? Is this going to be the death?
Yeah, I know.
Now?
That's the thing. The guy said, look, this might put more supermarket employees out of work. And I think he's. I know.
He's like psycho.
He said the sensors were so sensitive that it's impossible to steal or incorrectly scan items. But this is going to happen.
You'd find a way.
Eat them before you get to the end of the shop.
Or
where is it? Can't see it. Not in my pocket.
Or like you'll buy, you know, two slices of Devon and put that tag over the 1 kilo chicken breasts.
No. Oh, no.
Sticky tape.
People could do that anyway.
Of course they can.
I find that when you go to the supermarket, it should be considered like free lunchtime because you're allowed to have fruit.
Mm-hmm,
You're allowed to sample a piece of ham from each category. I'm not sure which one I want.
Same as the lollies on the floor at the movies.
The difference between the prawns in those prawns and those prawns? Can I try one each?
Yeah, of course you've got to do those. But like that's the same as if you know where you get all the lolly stack at the movies. If they're on the floor, that's free game, mate.
What? Where it's got that the thing where you put the cups in?
Yeah. If they're on the floor,
you'll eat them.
Oh, the kids will, not me. I get the good stuff from the stack.
They offend me, those things. You see some kids just finish picking his nose and he then sticks his hand into the. And then tries one and goes, no, I don't want them. And then puts six back in.
Yeah, then you've got to ring your bank to get a bank loan just to buy them.
Well, that's true too.
But
anyway, that's it. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.